This show is not for the easily offended, so if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com. Recently, I've been watching an anime that I haven't seen before. I'd heard of it, and I'd heard of the main character, but I'd never watched it. It's called Trigun, and the lead character is Vash the Stampede, and I remember the name Vash the Stampede because it's so, you know, just pretty much unique. The first, and I'm assuming only, season is on Netflix, and like I said, I watched it. It takes place on, can we say, a futuristic world that's like the Old West. You know, there's a lot of moving between towns by train. There's gunfights and saloons and stuff like that. But it's definitely set on a different planet. It's definitely set in some sort of, it might be our same time, just in like a futuristic world, you know, let's just put it like that. There's a lot of cyborgs and stuff like that, talking robots. And at first it seemed sort of like a Western, you know, just a straight Western. This guy goes into town and wherever he goes, mayhem ensues. These two ladies who work for an insurance company are trying to find out exactly what's going on, you know, why there's so much destruction but very little death. And they find this guy, Vash the Stampede, who has this humongous reward out for him. It's like, what is it, $100 billion, double dollars, whatever that means. And as science fiction-y and western-y as it is, it's still an anime, so there's a lot of comedy to it. There's a lot of jokiness, and it, you know, I'm not a really big fan of comedy in my science fiction. It's just my personal taste. Everybody I know seems to love the movie Spaceballs. I have never been able to sit through it without just being, ugh, whatever. That's just me. Although I have watched some some horror comedy films, you know, like the scary movies. I don't take them serious. I don't really take the Spaceballs type movies serious either. They just bug me for some reason. And Trigun, it sort of bugged me because when it got too comedic, because I, you know, like I said, I'm just not into comedy when it comes to my science fiction. And I'm definitely not a comedy fan when it comes to my westerns, you know. Yes, I've watched F Troop, but I would prefer straight westerns. The only real funny western types that I like are the Trinity movies. And that's what this seemed like at first. This guy who's just, you know, a real laid back kind of cat just gets into gets into trouble, and he just lucks his way out of it, you know. But as it got on further in the season, it was less about this semi-comedic cowboy and got really into some deep science fiction, good guy versus bad guy for the fate of all humanity type of deal. And towards the end, the show kind of lost me because of that. It was kind of funny because when it got towards the end and it started getting super serious, I was missing the comedy. It's weird, especially if you know my, you do know now my stance on comedy. Comedy should be set for comedies, not for sci-fi. But anyway, there's also a movie on Netflix that's like an hour and a half. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. It looks like it's just like an adaptation of the series, but I'll have to see which part of the series. If it's the early comedic part where all these gunslingers are trying to catch Vash the Stampede, or if it actually goes more towards the harder science fiction towards the end. And there are a lot of questions that were just left unanswered for me. So the way I understand it is Trigun was pretty popular, so I don't know why there was only one season of it. You know, maybe, I don't know. I have to look on Wikipedia. I'm just thinking maybe Netflix only has one season. I don't know, I kind of doubt it, but we'll see. Anyway, it's just a quick thing, let you know what I've been watching. Next up, I'm going to try to make it through Star Wars, The Clone Wars. The movie that I saw was so boring, but the television show is allegedly not as boring as the movie. However, I'm like 7 or 8 episodes in, and it's this show needs to hurry up and get good real quick, because I'm starting to get frustrated with it. And, you know, part of me is thinking, well, they made 6 seasons of it, so it has to get good at some time. But then again, I did watch Stargate SG-1, and that show just never clicked for me, you know. I still have, like, Stargate Atlantis to try and get through. But I couldn't even make it through the first episode without putting it on pause. But Stargate Universe, loved every episode, every second of every episode. It's probably one of my favorite sci-fi stories. But not here to talk about Stargate Universe. So I'll probably try to work my way through The Clone Wars, and I'll talk about it every now and then when I get a chance. Anyway, thanks for listening to this quick episode, and I will be back soon with another fuller length episode soon. Thanks.